WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. The sounds of alarms and sirens echoing through Northwest overnight. That coming from DC Fire on Twitter. They're still out there battling a huge fire in an apartment building at 14th and Peabody Streets Northwest. They say that they first arrived around 3 this morning as flames had engulfed the top floor of the apartment building and were shooting through the roof. About 150 firefighters headed there, and video shows them sending people down a ladder from the third floor. One civilian and one firefighter were sent to the hospital with minor injuries. 5 others were treated on the scene. The Red Cross is there as well to help out people displaced from their home. One of the people shot at Simpson Park in Alexandria last week has been released from the hospital. Matt Mika's family says in a statement he's been discharged from George Washington University Hospital. The family says, quote, "We will never forget and continue to be grateful for the heroism shown by the U.S. Capitol Police." House Majority Whip Steve Scalise has been moved out of the ICU at MedStar Washington Hospital Center. That hospital says Scalise is still in fair condition as he continues an extended period of healing and rehabilitation. A total of 5 Republican senators now say they are against the GOP health care bill in its current form. Some call it Obamacare light, but others, like Nevada Senator Dean Heller, think it does too much damage.
If this is the bill, if this is the language of that procedural motion on Tuesday, I will be voting for it.
Meanwhile, both weekly addresses play the blame game on health care.
President Trump says health care will be fixed this year, and in the weekly address says going it alone may be the only way it's done.
My administration will never stop fighting for you and for the health care system that you deserve. We'll get it done. Even if we don't have any help from the Democrats.
For the Democrats, Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono says the just release plan by Republican senators on health care doesn't fix anything.
It sends a simple and clear message. If you're young and healthy, you'll be fine. If you're poorer, older, or sicker, well, you're screwed.
The Senate leadership wants a health care vote within the coming week. Pat Piper, Washington.
Meantime, it may be an about-face from President Trump on Russia's role in the 2016 election. He's tweeting about it, asking why President Obama knew about Russia a long time before the election and did nothing about it.
The president is somewhat now admitting that Russia may have played a role in this hacking during the election. It's something that the president and even the White House press secretary, Sean Spicer, have been reluctant to actually address.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider there. Washingtonians are paying their final respects to former D.C. Councilmember Jim Graham today. Funeral service being held at noon at the All Souls Unitarian Church on Harvard Street Northwest.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser eulogized her former colleague Jim Graham at the Wilson Building yesterday. At one point, Graham struggled with alcoholism. Once in recovery, he often included the mayor at his sobriety celebrations.
We would go to the CC&V surrounded by people like all of us, imperfect, but trying every day to be better. Jim was just like that, imperfect, but trying every day to be better.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Sports, the Nats beat the Reds 5-4 in extras thanks to a walk-off single from none other than Bryce Harper. The Orioles got blown out down in Tampa, losing 15-5. The Caps re-signing right winger T.J. Oshie to an 8-year, $46 million package. He tied Alex Ovechkin last year for the team lead with 33 goals. We'll check traffic and weather next.
The Quicken Loans National PGA Tour event returns to the D.C. area June 26th through July 2nd. Go to WMAL.com/contest to win your tickets. See Ricky Fowler, defending champion Billy Hurley, and more take on TPC Potomac. Plus, get closer to the action with various ticket options, including new reserve stadium seats. For more information on the Quicken Loans National PGA Tour event and to win your tickets, visit WMAL.com/contests.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crying before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 1313 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1313.
7:05 now, heading into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. We say good morning to James Stanley.
Steve, we've had one accident clear this morning on the Beltway Interloop. That's good news. Still have an issue, though, on the Interloop around 270 with the left lane taken out from a crash. We're working now to do a traffic break to get that moved over to the right shoulder, so watch for that coming. We had a car fire earlier on I-70 through Maryland, the eastbound side, right around South Mountain Rest Area. The fire's been put out. Now we've got several emergency vehicles on the scene attracting some attention. And Pennsylvania Avenue, well, 26th Northwest to M Street on the westbound side. Shut down in both directions between 3rd and 7th. It's the big barbecue festival happening down there. A lot of fun today. Starts at 10 o'clock this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy up to around 90 for a high today, down to about 70 tonight. Sunny tomorrow into the mid-80s. We're at 74 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, Safeway shoppers. Did you know you can redeem your gas rewards points at Sunoco and select partner stations? Keep earning while you shop at Safeway and start saving at a Sunoco or partner station near you. Just use your registered phone number when you fill up at the pump and watch the price roll back. Maximum gas rewards at participating Sunoco stations is 20 cents per gallon in a single fill-up, up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Myofascial Network's Musculoskeletal Pain on Wednesday, June 28th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Great to have John Gizzi join us. He's the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rick.
All right. I hate to go back too far in the week, but I think it was a big night Tuesday in Georgia as Karen Handel came out the winner in that race where John Ossoff was predicted to be the new John Kennedy. What happened?
Well, I think there were a lot of things that happened. Number one, a lot of Republicans woke up to the fact that Ossoff just might be, as you say, the new John F. Kennedy, and they did not want to see the national reverberations that an Ossoff race would mean, which is that it was a repudiation of Donald Trump in a district that he won, albeit narrowly, and it would have been a clarion call for other young Democrats to seek other Republican House districts in 2018. All of this came to a screeching halt. Karen Handel slammed her opponent hard for his support of Planned Parenthood. She herself resigned as vice president of the Susan G. Komen Fund because they continued to fund Planned Parenthood. Her opponent charged that she was trying to keep money away from Planned Parenthood's mammogram program. Handel scoffed at that. Planned Parenthood has no mammogram program. And the even critical press agreed Handel was right on this one. That also focused attention on the fact that Mr. Ossoff did not live in the district. He said he lived just outside the district. He actually lived in Atlanta, more than an hour away. Overall, values voters, encouraged by Ralph Reed and the Faith and Freedom Coalition, had voter guides to show that the candidates differed not only on Planned Parenthood and abortion, but on Obamacare. Karen Handel wanted it repealed. Democrat Ossoff wanted to keep it. In the end, she won with a stunning 53% of the vote in a turnout that's akin to that in a general election, not a special election in the summer where most people are at the beach or on holiday and don't vote. She becomes the first Republican woman ever to represent Georgia in the Congress. And one more thing. Karen Handel was someone who had been defeated in a primary for governor, came back and ran for the Senate, did not even place in the top two. And yet she ran in this race and against some big odds and some big spending advantage by her opponent, managed to win handsomely. That's a good lesson for all of us. When you're down in your luck, never give up.
The Republican repeal of Obamacare. Nobody can seem to get together on this. The House has its own version of legislation. The Senate has legislation being proposed by a group of Republicans, but there is not a consensus among Republicans. And then you throw Bernie Care into the mix. Are they ever going to get together?
Well, they're going to have to. Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, which was poorly crafted, which was voted on by many members who didn't read it, and whose consequences were never realized till it became the law of the land and was upheld at the Supreme Court, that legislation is about to collapse. Anthem is just the latest in a string of major insurers who has pulled out of Obamacare. And if nothing is done, people are going to lose their health care because they can't join the Obamacare exchanges. No one is backing them in the insurance community. The American Health Care Act, that's the Republican alternative to the Affordable Care Act, passed the House of Representatives by the skin of its teeth, and now it's in the U.S. Senate. As you mentioned, senators oppose it for different reasons. Republican Susan Collins said she's skeptical because the figures from the Congressional Budget Office say it will increase the deficit. Some of the more conservative members, notably Ted Cruz of Texas and Rand Paul of Kentucky, say it doesn't go far enough in repealing Obamacare. Its supporters point out it gets rid of the mandates that require people to purchase health insurance, and it restores enough of the market atmosphere that many of the 5.8 million health care plans that were canceled under Obamacare can come back to life. In any event, it is not perfect, but something has to be done. One more thing. You mentioned Bernie Care. Bernie Sanders has an alternative bill that would achieve what Democrats have talked about since John Dingell Sr. of Michigan, father of the former congressman, introduced national health insurance in 1933. That's right. Bernie Care is national health insurance, and guess what? Aware that the current system is about to go belly up, more than half the Democrats in the House are sponsoring the socialized medicine nostrum, and its estimated cost, $32 trillion.
So what's next for Nancy Pelosi and Sean Spicer? A lot of rumors floating around out there. We'll talk to John about that next. First, check the traffic and weather.
From the Indeed Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. We'll start on the outer loop just past Connecticut. We've got a crash on the right shoulder. That happening just about an hour ago. It's still there. They're working on getting it picked up and towed away. Also on the outer loop around 270, a left lane block. That's a two-car crash. Beltway both directions affected right around River Road. We've got a right side crash and debris strewn about the roadway in both directions. Through Maryland, I-95 northbound just past the Harbor Tunnel Thruway at exit 46. Everybody's moving down to just one lane. It's on the far right to get past a crash that's there. Also on southbound 95 around Maryland 175, we've got a crash off on the right shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looked pretty shaky if you were out about 3 hours ago in a cloudburst of rain around the Washington area, but nice outside. Going to be up in the 80s today. We'll reach 89 with cloudy skies, just a 20% chance of rain the rest of the day. For tomorrow, sunshine, high 84, sunny on Monday, high of 82, cools down on Tuesday with a high only of 75. 73 right now in Washington, going up to 89, 716. Saturday morning update. Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. We are talking with John Gizzi. He is a White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. So after the defeat of John Ossoff, the Republicans are now 4-for-4 in defeating Democrats in the recent House elections that would fill seats that have been left vacant by those moving into the cabinet and other positions. So an interesting headline. There's been a lot of criticism about Nancy Pelosi, but fascinating headline in Slate. Should the Democrats replace Nancy Pelosi just because she's extremely unpopular?
Okay. Yesterday morning, I talked to Republican Congressman Tom Cole of Oklahoma. He estimates that the Democrats have about a third of their ranks in the House ready to vote to depose Pelosi. Although the alternative candidate is not clear, one strong possibility is the gentleman who ran against her early this year, Tim Ryan of Youngstown, Ohio, who represents blue-collar Democrats but is not distasteful to the more left-wing in the party. He didn't do that well in the first race, but as Republicans continue to lose special elections, talk of a rebellion against the former speaker and now minority leader is in the wings and growing increasingly audible. What does Congressman Cole think? He tells his Democratic friends, relax. Don't make trouble. Leave Nancy Pelosi in for at least six more years. She's the best thing the Republicans could have.
President Trump signed legislation on Friday about accountability in the Department of Veterans Affairs. And tell us a little bit about that, because that's unprecedented.
Yeah, it is. And it also is the strongest protection yet for whistleblowers, people who would risk their jobs and their livelihood to inform on corruption or mismanagement in their department. This is something that not only the president but Secretary of Veterans Affairs Shulkin have been pushing from day one. With greater accountability, it also means streamlining the way record-keeping is done in the Veterans Administration, and it means bringing a lot of private sector techniques to the management of an agency that can only be called troubled. One other thing. Donald Trump calls his Secretary of Veterans Affairs, a physician as well as an administrator, his 100-to-0 man. That's because he's the only Trump cabinet appointee confirmed without a single dissenting vote. So he's got a lot of people hoping for his success there.
John, you're the White House correspondent at Newsmax.com, so you're in the White House briefing room most days of the week. And the report was out, U.S. News and World Report and some other outlets, reporting that Sean Spicer was out as press secretary. What are you hearing on that?
Well, I'm hearing a lot in the press and on the talk shows and among the chattering classes. The truth that I see in the press room is somebody who dishes it back, who can take it when he's hit, and who remains pretty well liked by the reporters who cover him. Just yesterday, Sean Spicer went out there, and it was an off-camera briefing. He took questions and answered questions for 45 minutes. And as he said, with no camera on and no one preening for the cameras, he can have what he considered a highly intelligent discussion with those who cover the White House. Now, it may well be that they limit the number of televised briefings and have more off-camera briefings. It may be that he briefs less and Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Sanders fills in for him a little more. He travels with the president whenever the president goes to give a speech and has to turn the daily briefing to us guys over to his deputy. All things considered, that is not tantamount to a firing or being kept upstairs. It's keeping the person on the job. I've heard speculation for the third time this year that Sean Spicer's swan song was soon going to be coming. Well, he hasn't started singing yet. I think he will be out there to brief for a long time to come. And one more thing about it. When you're drawing 4.6 million viewers every day, and you even have a character on Saturday Night Live named after you, why pull the plug on a pretty good act?
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax. As always, John, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure, and to everyone out there, stay cool.
7:22 now, Saturday morning update on WMAL. And coming up, we're going to be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. And a lot of stories out, especially that Washington Post story about the depth of the Russian hacking and Vladimir Putin being behind it. We're going to talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer about that coming up. Also, the latest on North Korea, and Mercedes Schlapp will join us in the next half hour, of course, from the Fox News Channel. And we're going to talk to her about the future of health care legislation and the debate between the Repubs and the Dems.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries, this is Dion. How can I help you?
Hey, Dion, I need an oil change.
Oh, what kind of oil do you need?
Conventional.
Well, we have a special on 5 quarts of Valvoline for $23.99.
Wow, that's a great deal.
It runs real clean. It protects against cold starts, heat, and wear.
Perfect.
Sign up for Speed Perks, and you can save even more.
Okay, will do.
Now at Advance Auto, get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purolator filter for just $23.99. See store for details. Also at participating Carquest Auto Parts stores.
I love being a bartender. I love waiting tables. But at the end of my shift, my feet were killing me. And then I saw the Good Feet store.
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Kristen enjoy their work again without their feet getting in the way.
I'd been in so much pain, and suddenly I'm completely pain-free. My name is Kristen, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza, or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
If you're between the ages of 45 and 65, have you considered purchasing long-term care insurance? It pays for assisted living, home and nursing home care, memory and Alzheimer's assistance. The cost of these services is a staggering $80,000 to $120,000 a year. By the time you need it, double that number, which is why long-term care expenses are unequivocally the number one risk to your retirement assets. I'm Dave Murray, host of Plan for Life Now. Join me this Wednesday, June 28th at Normandy Farm Restaurant in Potomac, Maryland for my long-term care insurance seminar. Having started in 1999, I'll teach you everything you need to know about this topic, specifically how to choose and design an affordable long-term care insurance plan. Again, it's this Wednesday, June 28th at Normandy Farm in Potomac, Maryland. Dinner and seminar are free of charge. Register at 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com. That's 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com, 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com.
You're unique, so why is your mattress one size fits all?
because a custom mattress costs thousands until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/talkradio and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/talkradio.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crying before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Check out our Ring of Security kits at ring.com/secure. That's ring.com/secure.
OneTouch Ultra meter users. You asked, so we listened.
When it comes down to it, I really want a meter that helps me understand my results.
We hear you. That's why we created the OneTouch Vario Flex meter with ColorSure technology that takes the guesswork out of your numbers by showing if results are in or out of range.
So, is it easy for me to upgrade?
All you have to do is stop in to talk to your Walgreens pharmacist.
Wow, that's perfect for me.
Upgrade to the OneTouch Vario Flex meter today. And remember, OneTouch test strips are available for the lowest copay on the most health plans. Some health plans may have more than one test strip covered at the lowest copay.
Who are care suites for?
For years, I said no to an assisted living facility. I was terrified of losing my independence and being isolated from family. Then I learned about Care Suites of America.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or physically impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com or call 571-332-5754.
All right, a couple of notes here. Probably a story you won't see featured as the lead on CBS or CNN or MSNBC. Headline in The Hill. Poll: Trump approval rating rebounds. According to data from the latest Harvard-Harris poll survey, two reputable organizations, Harvard and Harris, the Harvard-Harris poll provided exclusively to The Hill shows 48% of respondents say they approve of the job Trump is doing, compared to 52% who say they disapprove. He's up to a 48% approval rating in the Harvard-Harris poll survey. Now, two surveys released in mid-June had Trump down 21 points. CBS News put him at 36% approval. Reuters had him at 38% in the Reuters Ipsos poll. So Harvard-Harris has him at 48% approval, and CBS has him at 36% approval, and Reuters Ipsos at 38% approval. What does that tell you about the polls? You can't trust the polls. Remember the election? Remember the polls had Hillary winning? All right. A happy note from the happiest place on earth. What are you doing this summer? You go to the same place every year? Does your spouse complain? We always do the same thing. How about Jeff Reitz? As of Thursday, Jeff Reitz has visited Disneyland for 2,000 days in a row, every day for 5 years. He told the Orange County Register he started visiting with his ex-girlfriend in 2012. I wonder why she is his ex-girlfriend. Both were jobless, wanted to keep up their spirits. Well, he kept up his spirits, and she hit the road. He did get a job. He's met a lot of celebrities. His favorite ride is the Matterhorn bobsleds, which he rode as a kid. Doesn't know when the visiting streak will end. And earlier we had a note about Johnny Depp and some comments that he made about President Trump and assassinating the president, yada-da-da-da-da. Johnny Depp got an interesting email from Bob in Frederick just a few minutes ago. He said, "Depp in German means schmo, schnook, dumb, or idiot." Couldn't agree more.
Wouldn't it be great if you could stop crying before it happens? With the Ring Floodlight Cam, you can. I'm Jamie Siminoff, inventor and founder of Ring. Floodlight Cam is a motion-activated HD security camera that connects right to your phone, so you're alerted when anyone steps onto your property. You can now see, speak, or even sound an alarm right from your phone, anywhere, anytime. Does your floodlight prevent crime? Ours does. Go to ring.com/advantage and save $150 off of a Ring of Security kit. That's ring.com/advantage.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns. China is dealing with a serious situation this morning. More than 140 people are missing after torrential rains there caused a landslide in the Sichuan province.
This was a massive landslide that took out 46 homes in a matter of seconds.
Correspondent Matt Rivers there says President Xi Jinping is ordering all-out efforts to save people that are buried. A D.C. council member has some questions for U.S. Park Police after a photo surfaced showing three teenagers handcuffed on the National Mall, apparently for selling bottles of water. The arrests happened on Thursday with a witness snapping a photo of the three African-American teenagers sitting on the ground. U.S. Park Police say two of them were 16, one was 17. The agency says the teens were warned about vending without a permit and released without charges. In his letter, though, Councilmember Charles Allen says he doesn't think the officers' actions were justified. He compares it to arresting kids for operating a lemonade stand, saying, "I doubt we would have seen little girls in pigtails handcuffed on the ground." And a new poll suggests terror threats are having an impact on how Americans plan their activities and their travels.
The Gallup organization says a record high number of Americans, 38%, are less willing to attend events with large crowds. And it's due to the threat of terrorism. That data was collected right after the May 22nd terror attack on concertgoers in Manchester, England, and the June 3rd attack on a crowded bridge and restaurants in London. The previous high was 32% back in 2002, not long after the 9/11 attacks. 46% say they're also less willing to travel overseas due to terrorism concerns. I'm Jan Johnson.
Sports, Nats beat the Reds 5-4 in extras thanks to a walk-off single from Bryce Harper. O's got blown out in Tampa, losing 15-5. The Caps re-signing right winger TJ Oshie. We'll check traffic and weather next.
Traffic and weather together, first on the Fives. Washington mornings on the Mall, weekdays 5 till 9.
On 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
For only one more week, Genuso, with its immediate effects, is 50% off. That's a half price clearance. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here, and if you order Genuso for bags and puffiness right now, you'll also get the Platinum Tan Enhancing Body Lotion as a free gift. Perfect hydration, tan, and protection. Boy, now's the perfect time for that, right? Rejuvenate, hydrate, and maintain that summer glow with a lotion unlike anything you've ever tried before. You'll be able to sit back, relax, and enjoy the beach with healthier, tighter skin, and the bags and puffiness under your eyes, well, they'll be gone thanks to Genuso. Join Chamonix's million satisfied customers and feel confident in your eyes, face, and body. I use it, and I love it. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. As always, Genuso works in 12 hours or your money back. Platinum Tan Enhancing Body Lotion free while supplies last. Call or click now. Shipping is also free. For this one-week-only clearance sale, go to Genucel.com or call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
At 7:33, checking back in with James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Steve, we've got lots of road closures here in the district because of the barbecue festival happening this morning at 10 o'clock. Pennsylvania Avenue, both directions between 3rd and 7th, shut down. Also, westbound lanes between 26th Northwest and M Street Northwest. Constitution also blocked from Pennsylvania to 3rd. We have a crash on the Beltway Interloop right around Central Avenue, exit 15. You're being directed around the crash site. Northbound on I-95, just past the Harbor Tunnel Thruway. We've got a right lane getting by. Everybody's got to get over from those left lanes to get through there. Southbound on I-95, just past Maryland 175. We've got a crash. It's off on the right shoulder, just a little onlooker delay. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy, highs up around 90 today, down to about 70 tonight. Sunny tomorrow in the mid-80s. We're at 74 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investors kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of their most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. You can do this. Just text the word INVESTOR to 797979. That's INVESTOR to 797979. Text INVESTOR to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
So, you made the decision to sell your home, and now you need to find a real estate agent you can trust. Look no further. That agent is Frank Prindle & Associates for RE/MAX Allegiance. Frank Prindle uses a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average local agent. Rob and Laurel desperately needed help selling their Bowie home. They called Frank Prindle, and in just 5 days, Frank brought in over 20 offers, and their home sold for 18% above list price. You see, there's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it, guaranteed. That's why, in addition to Frank's thousands of satisfied clients, he's been endorsed by Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity and maintains the exclusive support of real estate mogul Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538, 703-399-4538, or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
If you don't want ants inside, kill them outside with Amdro Ant Block Home Perimeter Ant Bait. Ants are attracted to Amdro because they think it's food. They carry it back to the nest and share it with the entire colony, including the queen. That's how Amdro kills the ants you see and the ones you don't, guaranteed. Look for Amdro Ant Block at your local lawn and garden retailer. Amdro Ant Block. Ants love it to death.
Hey, Safeway shoppers. Did you know you can redeem your gas rewards points at Sunoco and select partner stations? Keep earning while you shop at Safeway. And start saving at a Sunoco or partner station near you. Just use your registered phone number when you fill up at the pump and watch the price roll back. Maximum gas rewards at participating Sunoco stations is 20 cents per gallon in a single fill-up, up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
7:37, you are listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and we are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, a former CIA Special Ops Intel officer. Tony, it's great to have you with us.
Hey, Rick. Thanks for having me to be on.
All right. I want to get your intel expertise. The Washington Post, you know, it's a headline a day attributed to sources. The email, the headline, special report. So this is even more intense coming from the Washington Post because it's a special report.
Right.
Inside Obama's secret struggle to punish Russia for Putin's attack on American democracy. In the article, which is kind of lengthy, a couple of notes here, and then I want to get your thoughts. The operation's audacious objectives of Russia defeat or at least damage the Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton and help elect her opponent Donald Trump. Over the 5-month interval, the Obama administration secretly debated dozens of options for deterring or punishing Russia. And as we must acknowledge these days, sources. What do we know about the sources on this story?
Well, it's a bit deceptive, I think. I look at the article and, you know, they kind of do this interesting sleight of hand. They talk about all this stuff, yet they post the old declassified Russian report on interference. So it makes it kind of look like, oh, hey, we're reporting this new stuff. Here's the report. It's deceptive. And to your point about the sourcing, look, I am always skeptical of anonymous sources. If John Brennan had come forward, Rick, and laid this all out, then I would probably give it a level of credibility that it would be due. But in this case, again, we're back to anonymous sources laying out a very detailed and I very compelling tale, which I read to be science fiction. Was there interference? There was no interference. There was essentially a number of probes by the Russians And this, again, is what, where the mainstream media continues to lose. They continue to say that there was interference, quote-unquote, in the election. No, there was information presented, information operations that they engaged in, but it, there was no direct interference. And I think, you know, I've been on Capitol Hill. I've met with both sides of Congress, Democrat and Republican, and there has been no provable or even in theory interference with the election itself, with the voting. So this is where, again, the article is not clear. It implies things which are not in evidence. And so as per usual, it's just not all there. And I, notably this time, Rick, it seems like the mainstream media ain't picking up and running with it. I've noticed that there's been very little mention in other news outlets. So I'd like to believe this whole Russian frenzy is and maybe starting to die down a little bit.
Well, it's interesting as you read the story. It dates back to early last August about a report that went to the president. At that point, the outlines of the Russian assault on the U.S. election were increasingly apparent. Hackers with ties to Russian intel services had been rummaging through Democratic Party computer networks as well as some Republican systems for more than a year.
There you go. True.
Now, if that's going on, how come no action apparently was taken by President Obama until late December when he tossed 35 diplomats, which is like whoop-de-doo?
Right, precisely. The Russians did during the election what Russians always do. They interfere. They do reconnaissance. They try to get into systems. Again, and to the President Trump's point, he tweeted the other day, you know, if they knew all this, why didn't they say something? No, I think this is more of the same. This is retelling tales after the fact. And I've been around this town a long time, since 1988. And, Rick, a secret like this would not have sat back this long if it wasn't pertinent and well documented before. I take this as more fiction from the mainstream media at this point in time.
All right, let's move on to North Korea. Unfortunately,
sure.
Kim Jong-un is not fiction.
Yes.
China is where we were hoping that some pressure could be applied. President Trump making comments that that doesn't seem to be working out for us. What's next in our initiative to rein in North Korea?
Well, I think we have to think about some very serious options, and we have to go it somewhat alone. I think most of the audience will remember, Rick, that there's a technical state of war that still exists between us and the North Koreans. There's an armistice. We have UN forces, and let's remember, the United Nations, the only time the United Nations has ever gone to war was in Korea, South Korea against North Korea, and the UN is still involved in that. We have to remember now that this has been going on since 1950. This is no small issue, and I think it's time we start thinking about how do we end this. What has to be done to end the and the absolute abysmal nonsense that he and his government bring on to the world. And I would not go so far as to say that we should not put severe pressure on him to the point of where the North Korean government collapses, because it's just to the point of where I think UN is actually unbalanced enough to do something provocative. And I think we have to make it very clear there's going to be a huge consequence for any additional provocations.
So short of regime change, what happened? I mean, how do you go about that where you, number one, you don't make this guy do something totally crazy, and number two, you don't completely destabilize a country, because this is one of those situations where people are used to the oppression, and if they were to be, in a sense, liberated in some way, shape, or form, as we saw in Iraq, they wouldn't know what to do.
I think it's an issue, and clearly the South Koreans aren't all that keen on reintegrating him. That is an issue, but I think it could be done. Again, we saw during the end of the Cold War that East and West Germany were able to reunify pretty quickly. I think it could be done here. With that said, it has to be done in a controlled way. The way to do this, Rick, is to make UN understand that it's all going to be very personal. Let me tell you, there's nothing better to consider a world leader who understands that he understands that there's a consequence. If you personalize something, Rick, if someone came after you and said, you know, this is personal, I don't care about WMAL, I'm after you, you're going to take notice. And I think that's what we have to do here, is make sure that the messaging we do is very clearly focused on the leader, and then do some things to make sure that he understands we can reach out and touch him. again, the regime has always been about essentially one man since its beginning. It's a very severe form of Stalinism. And so I think the way you deal with that is by going after the man in charge and making it very clear that if anything happens, you're going to be held responsible personally.
So, Tony, we saw a knife attack at the Flint airport this week on a police officer at the airport. He was injured, but survives. And it was one person. It was a lone wolf. But there is an important takeaway. What is it?
Well, a couple. Look, the guy apparently can't cross the border, was radicalized, attempted to get a weapon of some sort regarding a firearm, and he didn't. So that, you know, I guess gun control does work in some aspects regarding the fact that he attempted that. And secondly, you know, the people responded rapidly enough to, or the officer was able to respond to, you know, stop him. And there's no evidence right now that there's a large network behind him. But, you know, this was a small effort by one individual, but I think we have to pay attention to the fact this did come from Canada. Canada does have some level of radicalized population. They've had a few incidents, but nothing significant. But I think it's something we should wake up to, the fact that we do know there's other folks in Canada which have issues like this guy. You know, it could trickle over into the south, from the north to the south again.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, Vice President for Strategic Initiatives and Operations at the London Center for Policy Research. Tony, thank you as always.
Hey, thanks, Rick.
You bet. 7:46, Saturday morning update, WMAL. Coming up, Mercedes Schlapp from Fox News Channel. We'll talk about that health care debate between the Republicans and Democrats. First, traffic and weather.
WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Checking the roads. Delays on the Capitol Beltway Interloop right around Central Avenue. We've got an accident there at exit 15. It's off on the right shoulder, just onlooker delays. Through Maryland, northbound I-95, just past Harbor Tunnel Thruway, exit 46. Everybody's being pushed over to the far right lane, just one lane getting through there. Southbound on I-95, just past Maryland 175, a crash off on the right shoulder. We have an accident on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. This is on the northbound side, just past Baltimore Beltway. Only a far left lane's getting by. The other lanes are shut down. Here in the district, we have the big barbecue festival happening at 10 o'clock this morning, Pennsylvania, Constitution, several streets in that area already blocked off. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nothing like barbecue at 10 o'clock in the morning. WMAL Weather Channel forecast calls for partly cloudy skies today, 88 for the high, sunshine tomorrow, high to 84, sunny on Monday with a high of 81, 74 in Washington, going up to 88, and we're at 7:47 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. It's great to be joined each week by Mercedes Schlapp. She is the co-founder of Cove Strategies and columnist at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning.
Everybody's got an opinion on health care, Obamacare, and the Republican health care package that we are beginning to see the details of. And,
right.
You know, what's striking to me is the major media outlets don't seem to point out or remind everybody how Obamacare is falling apart. The insurers are pulling out, and it's a failed program. And the way the Democrats would have it spin, it's though it's this perfect functioning machine that everybody's pleased with, and the Republicans are destroying it.
Right. Well, it's not only the mainstream media that's not it out that Obamacare is failing. It's the Democrats themselves who don't even want to mention the fact that Obamacare is suffering, is basically on life support to a certain extent. When you see so many of these insurance companies leaving the counties, you have over one third of the counties that have their one insurance company that's there, or they're about to leave that market. And so it's making it a lot more complicated for individuals to get health insurance. And so I think what you're finding with this, what you see with the Democrats is that they're pushing this narrative of people are going to die. You know, it's about bloody money, as Senator Elizabeth Warren mentioned, or the death, what did Hillary Clinton say, the death panel, which is basically creating enormous fear out there amongst the American people without stating the fact that, yes, Obamacare is not working where it needs to be working. You have a very unhealthy market right now in terms of what you can do to stabilize the individual markets. And then you also have the broader question of ensuring that premiums go down. I mean, one of the things that Obamacare failed to do is basically help the middle class. It's the middle class that's been hit the hardest in terms of these premium increases. There was one study that came out in eHealth basically saying that, you know, there's a good chance that a lot of these premiums climbed 20% in 2018, making it very difficult for middle-income families to be able to afford health insurance. So there is a sense right now that something needs to get done. And while the Senate bill is far from perfect, and obviously I think you're going to see changes coming to that bill. Obviously, Senator Mitch McConnell is allowing for amendments. He's allowing for debate. It is a step that needs to be taken. And really, the window is closing for these Republicans to get this bill passed. They only have less than 45 days in the legislative calendar. They know they need to get this done as part of budget reconciliation. And it's just a very critical time for Republicans to make a fix, because this is not going to be the repeal of Obamacare. This is about making changes to basically help stabilize this market and basically get it to a point that it's in a, as they mentioned in the bill, it's a better, you know, better care. It's that, that the American people have better options and more options, which they don't have at this point. But of course, it makes Republicans very nervous. The conservatives feel that they're not bringing down premium, the cost of premium. And on the moderate side, they're worried on the Medicaid expansion and impacting those states that basically have been able to enroll many additional individuals on Medicaid. So it becomes a very contentious, very problematic equation for Mitch McConnell to solve in such a short period of time.
Well, there's no magic bullet here when you have an expanding population and more needs in the future for Medicaid, and more people will be needing health insurance coverage. I mean, this doesn't grow on trees. There have to be some kind of sacrifices made somewhere, and it just strikes me that the Democrats and even some of the Republicans just think there's some kind of a perfect solution there.
Right, and really there is. The problem is that the perfect solution would be a repeal and replacement of Obamacare. That's not going to happen. Obviously, they don't have the 60 votes in the Senate. They can't go through with a regular piece of legislation. This is why they're stuck basically doing pushing this process through the budget reconciliation framework, which requires the majority, the 50-plus votes. And so I think that it's a challenge for Republicans, because there's only so much they can do. And they're constrained. So really it is being able to take almost these baby steps to at least try to stabilize the individual markets, these individuals who are paying just very high premiums. And what they're doing is allowing for these tax credits. For if it is not resolved, then it is about government throwing more money in there. I mean, for the Democrats, their goal is to move the healthcare system into a single payer system, which is where the Democrats want to go. And so Republicans really have maybe this one last chance to make this fix, where you would allow states to have the funding and the flexibility to provide provide choices for in their markets for their citizens.
So final question, if the Republicans cannot get together on this and pass legislation, what does that mean for them in 2018?
Well, it means that the Republicans were unable to achieve one of the promises that they've made for the past 6 or 7 years. And Mitch McConnell is taking the risk. He's saying, you know, if it doesn't pass, we're going to move on to tax reform. He doesn't want to stop the legislative agenda. But what we do know, if you're able to pass about this repeal of Obamacare or this Obamacare fix, it helps the baseline when you're starting to negotiate and deal with tax reform. So that is why there has been this sense of getting the Obamacare issue resolved first before moving on to tax reform. So it is, I think, a big challenge for Republicans if they're unable to make some significant progress in the area of repealing and replacing Obamacare.
You can check out Mercedes' opinion piece, Washington Times, headline, Obamacare Repeal Has Its Best Chance Now with GOP Plan. Mercedes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
7:54 now, Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
This summer, experience the Open Road in America's luxury brand with all the style, performance, and perfection you can only get from Lincoln. And Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage you can only get from Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly. We'll even pick up and deliver your vehicle for all maintenance and warranty service. Make a lifetime of summer memories in your new Ted Britt Lincoln. Customized from the paint to leather with Lincoln Black Label and protected by Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. Shop online now at TedBrittLincoln.com.
The Big Screen Store's 4th of July 2-for-1 savings blast. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Money doesn't come with instructions. Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. When my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services, we were committed to serving each client's best interests. Now, 30 years later, we still operate the same way. So we invite you to take advantage of our straightforward, common-sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments, just like we've done for thousands of people just like you. Just call 888-PLAN-RIC, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Because, after all, money doesn't come with instructions.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
What does Advance Auto Parts have to offer? Plenty. Like a rewards program called Speed Perks that gets you $20 off your next purchase when you spend $100 or more. What doesn't Advance Auto Parts have to offer? The recipe to your favorite dish from your favorite restaurant that's been closed for 5 years. So forget that gooey, double-stuffed lasagna and check out Advance Auto Parts Rewards Program Speed Perks and get $20 off your next purchase when you spend $100 or more. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. See an Advance team member or go to speedperks.com to sign up.
Saturday morning update, 7:57. Are you getting bored with flea markets? Are you getting bored with collecting stuff on eBay? Here's one for you. It happens today, starting at 1 o'clock. It is a gangster auction. That's right. Gangsters, outlaws, and lawmen. The auction is in Cambridge, Massachusetts. You can go online if you want to participate. Now, if you want in, there are over 100 items involved with Bonnie and Clyde, including original Bonnie jewelry, also John Gotti's letter from 1998, Al Capone items. Wow, some bizarre stuff here. And before you get too excited about getting a bargain, the current absentee bid on a Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow arrest warrant, the current absentee bid is at $4,957. It is RR Auctions, and they are in Cambridge, Massachusetts. It starts at 1 o'clock.
Wherever you work.
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do.
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen.
En route to work or to the gym.
Stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now. Wherever you download apps.
If you're between the ages of 45 and 65, have you considered purchasing long-term care insurance? It pays for assisted living, home and nursing home care, memory and Alzheimer's assistance. The cost of these services is a staggering $80,000 to $120,000 a year. By the time you need it, double that number, which is why long-term care expenses are unequivocally the number one risk to your retirement assets. I'm Dave Murray, host of Plan for Life Now. Join me this Wednesday, June 28th at Normandy Farm Restaurant in Potomac, Maryland for my long-term care insurance seminar. Having started in 1999, I'll teach you everything you need to know about this topic, specifically how to choose and design an affordable long-term care insurance plan. Again, it's this Wednesday, June 28th at Normandy Farm in Potomac, Maryland. Dinner and seminar are free of charge. Register at 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com. That's 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com, 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com.
That's it for the Saturday Morning Update. Garden Sense is next after the news with Steve Burns on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk.